Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The mercilessly terrible toll continues. Coronavirus is now shattering the lives or livelihoods of more than 5 million people. Their jobs and homes, businesses and life savings gone, while other people are cashing in on it, cheating and scamming, stuffing their pockets. According to the federal government, 23,000 American citizens have filed charges of fraud related to the virus. The cost of that estimated at $27 million, much of it being siphoned off the Paycheck Protection Program designed by Congress to help small businesses. According to Congress, neighborhood banks and big businesses are taking billions from that protection program. The government has found 50 companies promoting useless products they claim can prevent or cure the virus. Neighborhood pharmacies and grocery stores are selling medicine and food to sick and hungry people at shamelessly high prices. $10 for a gallon of milk, $40 for a small bottle of sanitizer, $107 for a small box of disposable face masks. Store owners are hoarding hard-to-get products they're now selling at 40 to 60% above cost. A purchase of vitamin supplements at Amazon before the virus, $48. Now during the virus, $112. Coronavirus has become a lucrative market for thieves, which makes you wonder, makes me wonder, how can people do that? It's bad and so sad. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.